Many factors affect the activity of antimicrobial chemical and physical agents. Heat denatures proteins, refrigeration slows down enzymes, and freezing kills most bacteria, not all, as some forms of bacteria can survive being frozen. UV light and ionizing radiation denatures DNA, membrane filtration physically removes cellular organisms, osmotic strength involves high concentrations of salt or sugar, which deprive the cells of water which causes them to shrink or crenate. Chemical agents have effects on cell proteins, membranes, and the formation of cell walls, the structure of nucleic acid and metabolism, or the cell. These are called germicides and are found in many forms. The effectiveness of chemical antimicrobial agents is affected by time, temperature, pH, and concentration. It is possible to test their efficiency in three ways. Compare their effectiveness to a traditional germicide, phenol. The phenol coefficient is the ratio of effective dilution rate which gives the same effect. The paper disc method involves saturating paper discs with a chemical agent and then placing the disc on an agar plate that has been inoculated with a test organism. If the chemical is effective, clear zones will appear on the where the organism has been successfully inhibited. The use dilution test involves adding a test microbe to dilutions of the chemical agent to see which dilutions remain clear after incubation, to know which dilution is most effective. Antibiotics work by attacking the microorganisms that are linked to causing disease or illness. It is important to note that they are produced to only attack specific targets rather than healthy cells. Antibiotics, derived from Latin, anti meaning against and biosis meaning life. So against life, attack problem-causing bacteria. Antibiotic drugs are developed to target specific components of the microbial cells. For example, the cell wall or a metabolic pathway that would not occur in the human/animal host normally. Sulfonamides interfere with bacterial cells' metabolism without damaging host body tissues. They inhibit the bacterial cell's ability to create folic acid, which halts nucleic acid synthesis and DNA replication within the cell, and it eventually dies. Human cells cannot synthesize folic acid and therefore are not affected. One of the most common antibiotic mechanisms is blocking synthesis of the bacterial wall. Penicillin blocks carbohydrates and the peptidoglycan layer from cross-linking during cell wall formation, leaving cells susceptible to swelling bursting. Important factor which limit the effectiveness of penicillin are allergic reactions and mutant cells that are now resistant to the effects of penicillin. The mutant cells are able to transform penicillin into a harmless penicilloic acid. Many strains of bacteria have become resistant to antibiotics. They have gained ways to avoid the negative effects antibiotics cause. Another factor which limits the effectiveness of antibiotics is the side effects that can be caused, such as allergic reactions, organ damage, aches, rashes, and gastrointestinal distress. The disc diffusion test is used to measure how effective an antibiotic is. The effect of antibiotics on the growth of bacteria in a solid medium is measured. Test microorganisms are added to agar plates and discs with the antibiotic added to them are placed on the surface of the plate. The discs then release the antibiotic into the surrounding medium and zones of growth inhibition occur where the antibiotic proves to be successful. Standardized regression curves are used to correlate the size of the inhibition zone to the minimum inhibitory concentration of the antibiotic. It is important to test different concentrations and to keep correct records of findings. Growth patterns should be observed after at least 24 to 48 hours of growth time has been allowed.